This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Cowboys right back to business. It's another Thursday game. It's going down against the New Orleans Saints right here on DFW Sports Station. Sean and RJ back with you. Hopefully you had a fantastic break. It's a special Monday appearance from the head coach of America's team, Mike McCarthy, on 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Coach. How are you doing right now?
Doing well. How are you gentlemen doing today?
Doing pretty well. Were you able to get a little bit of a break, even though it was a tough game on Thursday? Were you able to enjoy Thanksgiving with the family?
Really had a chance to enjoy a little bit Friday night. By the time we got home, it was close to 10 o'clock. It was great to have family in town. And, you know, it's always got to keep things in perspective and obviously very blessed and very thankful for everything in my life, especially my family.
Coach, give us your overall assessment of some of these recent struggles in losing 3 of 4. We have a referee issue. We have COVID. You got concussions. There's a bunch of different things. Kind of what's your assessment of the way you guys have been playing here over these last 4 games?
Well, I just think it's a reminder of the weekly challenges of the NFL. I mean, this is the state of the NFL with the challenges of COVID, and that's obviously exists in our society, but this is all part of it. I mean, to get to where you want to go, you have to overcome these challenges each and every week. Every football team you line up and compete against, regardless of the billing of it, is capable of winning the game. So winning is always difficult in this league, and I think it's important that when you do win, and when we get back to winning, you just got to make sure you keep things in perspective and continue to work on the little things. So you can go through a number of things in our play that we'll always be working to do better, and we got to get back to playing complementary football and the penalties are we got to take care of our part of it. We got to focus on that and just continue to work at the fundamentals.
What's the message to the team in a stretch like this? It's obviously it's not, nobody's quitting or anything. It's 7-4. It's still a good record. Still on top of the division. But what is the message to the team to keep everybody kind of in line and up, upbeat?
Well, I think the most important thing is kind of build off of what I just, the last answer is perspective and stay in tune with the things that we need to improve on. We can only control the things that we're capable. We can't control the officiating. We can't, we can, do the best we can with the COVID challenge and take all the precautions. I think our players are actually have done an excellent job going to, taking the extra step. I mean, personally, I've moved in a hotel the last couple of days. So our climate here is, we're doing the things necessary to give us the best chance each and every week. And I'm confident, I have strong belief, as long as we continue to do that, that we'll get to where we want to go.
Coach, what is the status right now of your COVID availability in terms of players or coaches out for Thursday?
Well, we're 100% negative yesterday, so we're hoping for the same goal today. And, so nothing's changed since yesterday's report.
And Steele will be out?
Correct. Terrence is the one player that's out.
Coach, can you just take us inside the thinking, whatever you can tell us, on the reshuffling of the offensive line? Many were like taken aback on Thursday to see Steele starting and then rotating the offensive lineman, kind of an unusual move when we know how much you believe in continuity. Can you just take us behind that thought process of what's going on up front?
Well, the five starters, the lineup was set at the beginning of the week, and then frankly, just with Connor and LC, we wanted to make sure we're keeping those two involved. So, the opportunity to give him a series, And, you know, we have different packages and things in the game that, you know, we necessarily didn't get to. But, you know, it's, you know, keeping all those guys involved. And But the lineup was set, you know, based off of, you know, the performance and the competition. And frankly, I think it's a healthy spot to be in.
Mike McCarthy here on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. We know he's a warrior. We know he's never going to complain. How banged up, how compromised has Zeke been in these past couple of weeks going through what he's been dealing with injury-wise?
I think just point to his running style. I mean, he's always dishing out, a ton of beatings on the other side of it, but, you know, also he is beat up a little bit. We had kind of a jog through type practice yesterday, but he looked good. You know, just anxious to see how he moves today.
What's the plan for CD moving forward? Is he good to go?
Yeah, CD practiced full yesterday, so he'll be in a full capacity today, and then we get Amari Cooper back today too. So we'll see where Amari is.
Coach, how difficult is it to get a – I know there's no excuses game to game, but to get a grasp of what you guys are when you've been missing your two DNs and then you're missing your starting receivers, when you say, hey, are we a legit contender like everyone had us being, or are we a team that needs everyone in order to overcome injuries and COVID and things that happened during the year? Like, your assessment of your football team, does it create doubt, or it's just something that everyone has to deal with?
Yeah, I mean, my focus is different than that of your question. I think the most important thing is just to keep your eye on the ball and focus on, you know, where we are each and every week. I mean, it's, you know, every team is presented a little differently each week. I mean, it's, you know, you're into that point of the season in November, December, and you know, the health of your football team is always a priority, and it just decides which way you're going to attack the game and obviously the matchups on the other side. So I think this is just all part of the challenge. I mean, it's obviously we want to win as many games as possible to take care of the first part, and that's, you know, to get into the tournament. But, you know, this, you have to keep your eye on the target. I mean, we're about winning the eighth game, and that's really all that matters. And ever who we line up with and how we do it is, you know, that's what the week of preparation's for. And, you know, we're still watching the Saints and seeing – who's coming back and who isn't. So, I mean, I you just got more moving parts this year because of COVID.
Mike McCarthy joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Coach, the officials in this game, you know, that was obviously a huge talking point for everybody over the weekend. When you go into a game knowing that the officials call, a lot of penalties, especially in the secondary, do you change how you play the game? I don't say play the game, but your level of aggressiveness?
Well, it's an awareness. That's part of it. I mean, every unit out there, you know, the offense, defense, special teams, the officials, the coaches, you know, there's tendencies. And, you know, that's why you put the time into the scouting, you know, both of what you do and what you expect them to do. And the numbers of the officiating crew, it's a crew that we had in the first game in Tampa. So, we had an idea of how they like to call it. And that held true, you know, to a little stronger, you know, number, obviously, on Thanksgiving. So it's part of the game. I mean, you coach it, your awareness of it and so forth. But, you know, you don't want to take away from the energy of your football team, but you just got to continue to work on the discipline of playing out there on the edge. And so that's what we're focused on.
Do you think the secondary is sometimes too aggressive in general?
Well, I mean, I don't know if you can ever be too aggressive. You just want to be disciplined in your aggression, you know. So that's our focus.
Coach, have you found, like, during the course of the year that a heavily penalized team can actually change at the midway point? Can you actually change your stripes on whether you are heavy penalized to really back off of that, or you are what you are in terms of the players?
I've been in this spot before. I think it's a matter of, you know, A, getting your team to play to a standard of a play style. That's always an adjustment. It's every team's new. Every team's has a little bit different than the last team, or the team coming off of a different coaching staff. So, you know, I felt like we were able to establish that pretty early in the season. The biggest challenge, like anything, is when you do have success, is to maintaining success. In my experience, has always been the biggest challenge in this league. So, So we established a standard. We just got to play with more discipline. You know, playing out there on the edge with our aggressiveness, because we will not go backwards on the aggressiveness.
Coach, New Orleans has been struggling here as of late, 5-6. They've lost four straight. What have you seen from the Saints on tape this year?
Well, I think they're doing an excellent job schematically, offensively, challenging you. So, using all their pieces and the fact that they still have some moving parts coming back this week is part of the challenge. So, we'll be definitely schematically challenged, as far as the tempo, the pace of operation, the different personnel groups. So, that's what we're focused on. Defense, I've been very impressed with their defense. Their defensive front probably, you can make an argument that it'll be the best front that we play all year, and their secondary is scrappy. I mean, it's an aggressive bunch. They bring it every down, and they try to challenge your schemes, jump your concepts. So this will be an excellent challenge for our offense.
How tough is it to prepare for a guy like Kamara? We know he's been out, but he's one of these moving pieces that they seem to just rely on over the years. What type of player is Alvin Kamara, and how tough is it to game plan against that?
He's dynamic. There's no doubt about it. And I think he's doing an excellent job moving around and creating all those potential matchup situations. So, running style is exceptional, but what he can do out of the backfield too is top notch. So obviously a big focal point for us.
Any special tricks for playing at that place? We know that playing at Arrowhead with the noise was a big talking point. How about playing at that building in prime time?
Definitely no. This will be loud, especially a night game down there. I've had some experience coaching there. This is be very similar to Minnesota, which I thought our guys did a nice job handling that, but it's. You definitely got to get settled in the game as quickly as possible in these type of environments.
Coach, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it. Best of luck on Thursday.
All right. Appreciate it. Have a great week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.